Welcome to London by Guide. My name is Isabel and I am a professional award-winning tourist guide here in London, where we are currently in lockdown due to coronavirus. I thought I'd take the opportunity to create some podcasts about walks and tours you can take with me when we're all out and about once more. For my first podcast, I've chosen to talk about a walk I devised in the Square Mile, where all the stops are in some way connected with the letter C. I'm going to tell you about some of the places we go to on that walk and stories associated with those places. This is a taste of the walk, a window into some of the things you'll see and hear about if you come on it with me. So, where to begin? Well, obviously there's Cathedral, St Paul's at the top of Ludgate Hill, often called Christopher Wren's masterpiece. The previous cathedral was destroyed in the Great Fire of 1666, and this one was built in just 35 years. Wren was in his 40s when he began the project, in his 70s by the time it was completed. Churchill recognised the importance of St Paul's in the Blitz during the Second World War, how the survival of the cathedral, night after night of bombing, gave people hope and strength. Cornhill is where the corn market stood. It's one of the three ancient hills of London, the other two being Tower Hill and Ludgate Hill. Cornhill was famous as the home of Smith and Elder, the publishers. They published works by George Eliot and the Bronte sisters. In a panel on the door of what was the Cornhill Insurance Company, you can see two of the Bronte sisters visiting the publishers. Another panel shows a scene in a coffee house. Coffee houses proliferated at the end of the 17th century. Charles II tried to repress them because he believed people spread scandalous rumours in them about him and his ministers. Many of our financial institutions originated in these coffee houses. Okay, so far, so obvious. But how about communists, colonies, cats? The British Communist Party was founded in a hotel next to Cannon Street Railway Station, yes, that's another C, on the 31st of July 1920. The Cannon Street Hotel was designed by E.M. Barry, son of Charles Barry, whose name is most famously associated with the rebuilt Palace of Westminster, aka the Houses of Parliament. The hotel also gets a mention in T.S. Eliot's poem The Wasteland. To luncheon at the Cannon Street Hotel. It's line 213 if you want to look it up. There's a memorial to Arthur Phillip, first governor of New South Wales, close to where the British Admiral was born on Bread Street. His convict settlement was the first permanent European colony on the Australian continent. The memorial has a wealth of detail, including one panel showing the founding of Sydney on a Saturday. The most famous cat in the city's history is undoubtedly Tommy, who, at least in the pantomime version of his life, belonged to Dick Whittington, the boy from Gloucestershire, who went on to be Lord Mayor of the City of London four times. The city church where he worshipped and was buried was destroyed in the Great Fire and rebuilt to a new design by Christopher Wren. Bombed again in the Second World War, it was restored. During restoration work, the mummified body of the cat was discovered in the church's foundations. Tommy features alongside his master in a modern stained glass window in the south aisle. Cloak Lane conjures up romantic images of gentlemen in fine clothes, feathers in their hats, strolling through the city streets. The reality is rather more prosaic, cloak being corruption of cloaca, the Latin for a sewer, to take away rainwater. Controversy, conflagration, cherubs, Christmas, cockneys, candle makers, camembert and a cheese grater. The city is a cornucopia of seas. Keep well.